Having and raising kids is expensive, and early on, perhaps the most costly part is paying someone to care for them while parents are at work. During this year's presidential election, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have released plans to ease that burden. WHYY's Aaron Mozell dug into the candidates' proposals and what they'd mean for struggling parents.
Coconut.
Here, let's check this out.
Sit down.
Okay, I'm sitting right here.
It's just after 6 o'clock, dinner time at Michi Hunt and John Mosca's house in South Philly. 3-year-old Nori is digging into a coconut yogurt and some baby carrots. Her 4-month-old sister, Aiko, has already filled up on milk. The adults are having sausage, red peppers, and rice. At some point,
I really would love for us to like have this moment where we all sit down, but it's mostly like getting her fed, and then we try to get her to bed, and then we can eat. And this one, she can eat anytime. So,
besides, they have bigger fish to fry when it comes to raising their daughters, like paying for childcare for both of them. Hunt says that eats up nearly a third of their annual household income. The couple brings home roughly $70,000 after taxes.
It's jaw-dropping.
Like, we both have a college degree. We both have jobs, reasonably good jobs. I'm not doing something outrageous.
Nori goes to daycare full-time, 5 days a week. Aiko goes for 3. To make it work to pay for childcare and everything else, the mortgage, groceries, clothes, Hunt and Mosca do what you'd expect. They pinch pennies.
With one, it really, really squeezed us financially. With two, it feels like, you know, like we're stealing, but what is it, borrowing from Peter to pay Paul? Like, you're sort of like, oh, well, we're just going to rack up some credit debt. I mean, there's no two ways about it.
Hunt and Mosca aren't alone. In most counties in Pennsylvania, childcare is the single biggest expense for families, more than rent and nearing or surpassing college tuition at a public university. Carol Austin is executive director of the Delaware Valley Association for the Education of Young Children. She says that's a big problem.
For me, it's at a breaking point. I know it's at a breaking point here in Pennsylvania. I dread to think that we'll start just warehousing kids.
But paying for childcare could become easier. Both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have plans for making it more affordable. Let's start with Clinton's plan. She wants to help parents by improving the country's child care system. Here she is at a campaign stop in Kentucky covered by Fox News.
A lot of the stress is because it's so expensive on child care that they don't feel like they're putting anything away for later education. So
under Clinton's proposal, the cost of child care would be capped at 10% of a family's income. For Hunt and Mosca, that means they could save up to $17,000 a year. Hunt says they currently shell out $24,000.
It would be amazing. That would be great. Even better would for it to be free.
Now let's look at Trump's plan. He wants to allow parents to deduct the cost of childcare from their taxes.
Because of the way the benefit is capped and structured, our plan will bring relief to working and middle-class families. Importantly, our policy also supports mothers who choose to stay at home and honors and recognizes their incredible contributions to their families and to our society.
Trump wants to give parents the ability to scrap the full amount of child care from their federal income taxes. That total can't be more than the average cost of care in your state. After getting some flack for not addressing poor families, his plan now includes an earned income tax credit for low-income families. They wouldn't benefit much from an income tax deduction because they're not putting up a lot of income to begin with. Trump's plan would bring down Hunt and Mosca's annual child care costs nearly $3,000 to roughly $21,000 a year. Jamie Hopkins is a professor at the American College of Financial Services. He says neither plan will make child care significantly cheaper for anyone who is struggling to afford it now.
That's still going to be a burden, whether these plans are in place or not. It might help ease some of that burden.
Hopkins' point rings especially true for low-income parents, like Stacy Booker. She lives in Ambler in Montgomery County, about 20 minutes from the Philadelphia border, with her 2-year-old daughter, Leia. Booker is a single mom and brings home roughly $1,400 a month after working 2 part-time jobs. One is at a senior home, the other at a rehab center. Booker technically lives above the poverty line, but not by much.
It's extremely hard. Sometimes I'm surprised I don't have a nervous breakdown, or I'm not strung out on hardcore drugs, or I'm a severe alcoholic.
Childcare is subsidized, but it still accounts for up to a third of Booker's monthly income, depending on the time of year. She's working towards a nursing degree, but school's out in the summer. She doesn't get the subsidy on days she's off work and school, and that happens more often then. But
you really have no choice because you have to pay your mortgage to have a place to live, but then I have to pay for childcare in order for my daughter to be in a school environment and for me to be able to go to work and go to school.
Experts say neither Trump nor Clinton's plan would be cheap or easy to implement, at least with the details out now. But Jamie Hopkins, the finance professor, says while they're expensive, both plans are realistic. That has parents across the country feeling hopeful that their budgets could be a little less stressed, even if their days are still hectic. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.